Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. Today, I have a multiple choice question for you. Which property is useful for screening diseases? Is it A, sensitivity, B, specificity, C, positive predictive value, or D, negative predictive value? And the answer is A, sensitivity. Quick follow-up question. Which property is useful for confirming the presence of a disease? That would be specificity, okay? And remember that specificity is most similar to the true positive rate. That is, if a person tests positive, that means that they really are positive. And then the sensitivity is similar to the true negative rate. That means if the patient tests negative, then that patient definitely doesn't have the disease. Now, I want to go a step further and talk about pre-test probability and post-test probability. So really, this is really just like a formula, okay? Taking you from pre-test, using a test, and then post-test. So I'll break this down. Pre-test probability looks at a patient with a certain set of symptoms. You think that there is a disease associated with those symptoms. The more symptoms with the disease, then that increases the pre-test probability. And you don't necessarily have to do the test. On the other hand, if you're struggling and maybe there's only one or two symptoms, then you can try and do a test. And the test really depends on the likelihood ratio, the positive likelihood ratio. And if it's a very good test, then it'll help you get to a high post-test probability. If there is a low likelihood ratio associated with the test, then you're going to have a lower post-test probability, okay? And I'll use an example here. So let's say that there is a GI bleed, okay? And the test that's going to give you the best positive likelihood ratio is going to be the gold standard, so like a colonoscopy. A test that has a lower likelihood ratio is going to be something like maybe a fecal occult, okay? And really the lesson here is that you should only do a test if the post-test probability is changed, either towards your diagnosis or away from your diagnosis, okay? And that leads us next to the post-test, right? And the post-test is the probability that the symptoms are a sign of the disease after the test. So I'll use an example to tie this together, all right? You know, let's say a patient comes in with a GI bleed and other symptoms like fatigue, low fiber diet, and you're pointing towards, okay, maybe this person's been losing a lot of weight and they're in their 60s and you're thinking colon cancer, all right? So your pre-test probability is pretty high for colon cancer, but it could be some other things. The next thing you decide is that you want to do a test to confirm that it is indeed colon cancer. So let's say that before you do the test, there's a 90% pretest probability, okay? But you want to get to 100% because you really want to know for sure that this is colon cancer or not colon cancer. So you do the colonoscopy, and the colonoscopy comes back positive for colon cancer. Okay, so now you have a near 100% post-test probability. Now, that's good because you needed to do that test. It changed from a 90% pretest to almost 100% post-test. So that is the progression. That's how you use pretest, post-test probability. And remember that you want to use the positive likelihood ratio when it comes to tests that you want to use, okay? All right, that was a bit of a long one today, but I hope I was able to get the point across with these post-test, pre-test probabilities, as well as sensitivity and specificity. These are really important, especially when reading different journal articles. So thank you so much for joining in today. Please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlashGo question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlashGo, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlashGo in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.